This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. We planted bare root trees and shrubs last week. Today, we'll talk about planting container plants. Conventional wisdom was to plant at the same depth your plant came in, but recent studies have shown that sometimes our trees and shrubs have been placed in their containers too deeply. That means you need to pull the plant out of the container and remove the soil to the trunk flare or graft. Experts recommend planting this about an inch above the soil surface. The primary roots, those that take up water, nutrients, and oxygen, are in the top 3 to, at most, 6 inches of soil. Anchoring roots grow much deeper. Another way to ensure great growth is to widen the circle. Rather than digging a hole twice as wide, you could maybe go 3 or even 4 times as wide. Taper the hole so that the wider portion is near the top, where those primary roots will be. Punch holes in the sides of your planting site. Using a mallet and a bamboo pole or dowel, pound holes about 4 to 6 inches apart, depending on the size of the purchased plant around the circle you've dug. I know it sounds like a lot of work, but you'll be rewarded when the roots say, "Thank you," and grow into the soil more easily. This is especially true in compacted soil. Place your plant in the middle of the hole, backfill with soil, and tamp it down with your feet, a spade, and water. Water thoroughly. Mulch with 3 to 4 inches of wood chips. Do not butt the wood chips up against the trunk. And of course, don't plant in soggy soil. All of this information and much more is on my website, gardenbite.com. Gardeners know that the key to a healthy garden is to start with a healthy foundation, and that means great soil. That's why I use Creekside Soils everywhere I plant, even on my lawn. Go to creeksidesoils.com to find your local retailer, and remember, gardeners who know use Creekside. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.